Well, with the temperature now down in the 20s and most of the golf courses in the Chicagoland area closed for the year, it's time for the winter part of Chicago's golf season, and that means it's Shack time. And joining us is Nick Larkin, the owner of the Shack Golf Club in Glenview. Nick, how you doing? And I'm sure you're bracing for the winter rush.
Yeah, I'm doing great. Been waiting for this winter rush to come. You know, it's been a long summer, and we had a great fall for fall golf, and now it's time to bring our game indoors.
Well, when we talked to you last year, you were in the process of building some new hitting bays. You had expanded a little bit. You were working on a new putting green. Tell us that's all in place, and you're ready to take on more customers this year.
Yeah, so we added three more bays, another pretty much 2,000 square feet of, you know, space. So now we're able to equip for some larger parties and stuff like that. We added a small little putting green, about 10 foot by 20 foot. So you can, you know, practice some putting. You can, you know, hit some balls, drink a beer while you're practicing your putting and stuff like that. So, yeah, we've added this nice space. It really flows well with the original space. And it's great so far. I mean, we did ended up opening it last year, or last winter, end of the season. So now we're looking forward to getting a full season out of it.
Oh, that'd be great. Also, I left off with you. You were thinking of taking some time this summer to potentially scout out a Shack 2 location, maybe. Is there any progress on that front?
We're getting there. We're hoping maybe next year we'll start to really pave the road for that and get moving on that. You know, the biggest challenge of opening a, you know, indoor golf facility is the summer. So as soon as we figure out how to wave that, you know, down season and make that more profitable, I think we'll get right into getting this next location up and going.
Well, I'm sure that your customers understand there's days that they don't want to play golf with an umbrella. There's days they don't want to play golf in the summer when it's over 90 degrees and they're going to burn up even with suntan lotion on. So those are perfect days to come in and enjoy the Shack. And I know that you not only have more simulators, but you've got a really nice barn here. And in the bar, we always see Arnold Palmer hanging out, so I'm assuming you can get a good Arnold Palmer here. And also the menu's pretty good, and those flatbread pizzas are just outstanding.
Yeah, so, you know, we've kept our food and beverage going well throughout the summer, and continues to go well, you know, lunchtime business and early dinner crowds. We're up to 115 bourbons now, so we really have a great collection of bourbons for the winter. So for all the bourbon drinkers, it's a great place to come, you know, grab a glass and grab an old-fashioned Manhattan and, you know, hit some balls. So it's been a, we've been looking forward to this upcoming winter, and, you know, we're here. So it's December and we're ready to go.
So are you, or do you got somebody aging some bottles for you that'll soon appear at your bar with the Shack logo on it?
Oh, not yet. It's been talked about. I haven't had a chance to get to Kentucky yet and pick my barrel out, but it's going to happen eventually.
No, that'd be great. So in addition, now you did expand some to more simulators, and you got one that's kind of set up almost like a small movie theater. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, so we had some extra room that we were kind of hemming and hawing on what we were going to do with it, so we kind of turned it into our stadium bay. So it's a, you know, it's got 12 seats, like tiered seating. So like I said, like in a stadium, movie theater type with a big 18-foot screen. So it really gives you a lot of room. It's good for, you know, people that I got, you know, 8 or 9 people that want to, you know, hang out, play golf and watch. It's built for that. So no extra charge to use it. It's, you know, but it's there. So it's kind of a fun spot for birthday parties and stuff like that. So,
well, with simulators, there's different uses for them. And some people just want to come in when they need to swing and they want to hit balls. Some people want to know how far that new wedge or that new driver is flying in the air, and they're getting some feedback, statistical feedback on that. Some of them want to pull up on the screen one of the great golf courses from around the country or around the world. And do all of your simulators have those options so people can come in and do different things when they get in the bay?
Yeah, so we use TrackMan. So I don't know if you're familiar at all with TrackMan, but we're offering, it's almost 300 different courses now on their platform. So We had stuff from Illinois all the way to, you know, New Zealand, everywhere around the world. So we got stuff all over the country, all over the world that you can play. It's a great place to get, you know, your stats and stuff, your swing speed, clips, you know, ball speed, all that kind of stuff. So it's a great tool for teaching. It's a great tool for having fun. It really offers a lot of different avenues for the golfer to, you know, enjoy themselves and, you know, get better as well.
Well, a lot of simulators are being used for lessons and club fittings in the winter. Are those a couple of options you can offer here during all year round, I guess?
Yeah, so we do have lessons here with our teaching pro, Kevin McCann. So that's really helpful, gives our customers opportunities to, you know, not only just hit balls, but also hit balls with some instruction. We do have partnerships with Titleist and TaylorMade, so we do fittings with both of them. So we sell, you know, and we also sell Bettinardi putters as well. So that's another option for, you know, if you're on the putting green and looking for a new flat stick, we have those. So yeah, we do offer, like I said, TaylorMade and Titleist fittings. Titleist has been a great partner with us. So we got all the new GT stuff and new irons and stuff. So if you're ever needing a fitting, we can help you out there. And we also do demo days with Titleist too, where they'll come out and, you know, they'll bring a full fit and full all their fitting stuff, so hundreds of shafts and all that kind of stuff, so you can get a full-blown fitting. We do that about three times a year, or three times a season, sorry.
Parties, groups, corporate lunches, corporate golf. How many people can you take? And if you're filling up all the bays, somebody wants to rent the place out or most of the place out, what size groups can you accommodate?
So we can get up to about 120 people in here. It's probably the most with, you know, being comfortable. So we do parties anywhere from 25 people to 110 is the biggest we've done so far. So we kind of give that, you know, before we only had room for like 60. So now we've kind of like makes it doubled our size. So we're able to get a lot more different corporate events in here and stuff like that. So it's been great so far this season for party season. So they're really booking up fast. So if you're looking to host a party, you better get on that soon.
Well, I know when big events come along in the world of sports, it's a great time to get a group of people together, whether it's the Super Bowl, whether it's Masters Week, whether it's NCAA Basketball Tournament Week. It's a great time to mix a little golf with some football and some basketball or professional golf. So do people like to jump on those dates early with you here at the Shack?
Yeah, March Madness is a big one. People love to jump on the March Madness dates. And also Masters weekend is a big weekend for us. We do a lot of different events for that around the Masters. We have a group that buys it out every Friday for the Masters. We do bourbon tastings. We did a pig roast last year. We did a barbecue competition, barbecue team. We don't party all around the Masters. So it gets that weekend's really busy. Super Bowl, not too much. Most people like to do that home party stuff. So, but it is a good spot to watch the Super Bowl. You can watch the Super Bowl in one of our bays. They do turn it to TV, so you can watch it on a big screen if you really wanted to. People gravitate towards March Madness and the Masters when they think of us. So those parties, they come and they book up fast. So if you're thinking about that kind of stuff, that's definitely jump on that as soon as possible, because those weekends tend to fill up.
Yeah. Well, tell us about how to book a bay. Do they got to call and talk to you on the phone? Can they do it online? How do you get set up to get one of your bays booked?
Yeah, so booking a bay for the regular public, you just go online to our website and just book a tee time. If you're looking to book a party, you can fill out the form on our website as well under parties. It'll send me a direct link, and then, you know, we'll contact you and get the details and, you know, get everything going for big corporate events or small parties, birthday parties, stuff like that. So you can do most of it online, or you just call and we can, you know, help you out, walk you through all the steps to do that. So,
all right, give us the website, social media locations, the phone number and everything, and where you're located and how easy it is to get here.
So we're located in Glenview at 1717 Chestnut in Glenview, Illinois. You can visit us at theshackgolfclub.com. You can also email me at nick@theshackgolfclub.com. This is a great way to get a hold of us. You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at The Shack Indoor Golf Club. And then phone number is 847-902-2905.
Or 904 or
904. That's it. 904.
904. 847-904.
2905.
2905. There you go. Well, guess what?
The
good thing is, you know how to run a good restaurant. You know how to run a good indoor golf facility, and that's really what matters. Nick Larkin, owner of the Shack Golf Club, where the golf season just got longer. Thanks for joining us here at Golfers on Golf.
Thank you very much, Rory, for your time.